And Mr. Whitehouse, if you would, please let the record show that while I was absent for the meeting on August 7th, that I have listened to the recording, reviewed the files, and I feel qualified to vote on these items.
Will do, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, our first one is subdivision 2024-01, lands of Michael P. and Tammy N. Magaha.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move for approval of this. I'm going to turn this over to our esteemed counsel to read.
Thank you, Mr. Butler. This is a motion to grant preliminary approval of subdivision 24-01 for lands of Michael P. and Tammy M. Magaha for a two-lot subdivision based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. This two-lot subdivision on 10.12 acres results in an overall density that is significantly less than the allowable density in the AR1 district. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact roads, traffic, schools, public buildings, and community facilities, and the items in section 99-9C of the subdivision code are satisfied. Six, a waiver of the buffer grading and street design requirements is appropriate since this is a small subdivision creating only two lots on an existing right-of-way. Seven, the preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, only two lots, being the new 1.1006-acre lot and the 9.0172 residual lot, shall be permitted. Any further subdivision shall require an additional public hearing. B, a maintenance agreement for the shared roadway shall be included on the final site plan. C, the subdivision shall be subject to any entrance or roadway improvements required by DLDOT. And D, the final site plan for the subdivision shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
That is my motion, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2024-01, lands of Michael P. and Tammy M. Magaha, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Next item is subdivision 2024-06, Cedar Landing Phase 3.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the request contained in subdivision 2024-06 regarding lot number 125 in the Cedar Landing subdivision, being subdivision 1986-15, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the original subdivision plan contained a line of disturbance beyond which no buildings or structures could be built, apparently based upon the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers 404 wetlands boundary. Two, by letter dated August 31st, 2020, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issued Department of Army Nationwide Permit 18 authorizing the filling of part of the lot number 125. The issuance of this permit and the implementation of the filling authorized thereby effectively adjusted the 404 wetlands boundary from what was shown on the approved and recorded subdivision plan. Three, because the 404 wetlands boundary was shown on the previously approved and recorded plans, it is necessary to revise those previously approved and recorded plans to reflect the new location of that line as it pertains to lot number 125. In essence, this is simply a corrective amendment to the approved and recorded subdivision site plan for Cedar Landing. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Five, for all these reasons, it is appropriate to amend the final site plan for Cedar Landing subdivision number 1986-15 as shown on the revised subdivision plan for lands of Joseph E. and Cheryl G. Van Sant prepared by Maristone Consultants, Inc., dated July 9th, 2024, that is included in the record of this application. Six, as a condition of this approval, the revised site plan shall be submitted to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Department for approval and subsequently recorded by the applicant in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds within 60 days from the date of this approval. And that is my motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revisions to the record plan for subdivision 2024-06, Cedar Landing Phase 3. with the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Chair votes yes for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2522, Delaware Electric Co-op.
Mr. Chairman, this will be my motion. I'm going to turn this over to our council once again.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mr. Butler. The motion is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2522 for Delaware Electric Cooperative for the expansion of its utility operations based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the conditional use is for the expansion of the Delaware Electric Cooperative's facility near Greenwood. This is the location of the cooperative's headquarters facility, which includes office space, warehouse and storage space, equipment storage, and vehicular parking. Two, over the years, the cooperative service needs and network have expanded as Sussex County has also expanded. As a result, the cooperative has determined that its headquarters operations must also expand to keep pace with this growth. This conditional use is a reasonable expansion of the existing use at this location. Three, this conditional use for the expansion of the cooperative's headquarters is necessary to maintain and improve its electrical operations and service for current and future residents of Sussex County. Four, the location is designated as being within the industrial area designation on the County Comprehensive Plan's future land use map. The expansion of the cooperative's headquarters facility is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Five, the conditional use to expand the cooperative's headquarters facility is of a public nature and it promotes the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. Six, the expansion of the cooperative's existing headquarters facility will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And eight, the conditional use is subject to the following conditions. A, the perimeter of the substation, of the site shall be fenced with privacy slats. The location and type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. B, any security lighting shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. And C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2522, Delaware Electric Co-op, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Keep us on our toes.
Keep everybody on their toes. Okay. All right. The chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2539, BCB Management LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to turn this over to our esteemed council once again.
Okay.
Thank you again, Mr. Butler.
I'm letting you earn your money.
Yeah, thanks. It's Mr. Chairman's motion that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2539 for BCB Management LLC for a diesel mechanic parts shop and truck parking business based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is located upon a 5.46 acre tract. And with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Also, it will not negatively impact traffic or area roadways. Two, the property is situated along Route 113 near the intersection with East Redden Road. There are a variety of other business and commercial uses nearby, and this use will be consistent with those other uses. Three, the applicant has stated that the truck parking area is largely going to be utilized by trucks involved in poultry farming operations. This use will support agricultural operations and the agricultural economy of Sussex County. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to a diesel mechanic and parts shop with truck parking. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet in size on each side. C, security lighting shall be shielded and downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. D, any dumpsters shall be screened from the view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. E, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles, trucks, or trailers shall be stored on the site. No equipment or materials shall be stored outside either. F, there shall be no more than 12 trucks or trailers parked on the site at any time and no more than 9 customer vehicles awaiting repair and parked outside on the property at one time. G, there should not be any parking in the front yard setback. H, the parking and repair areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. Vehicles, trucks, and trailers shall only be parked and worked on within these designated areas. I, all oils and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors in appropriate containers. The applicant shall also comply with all state and federal requirements for the disposal of these fluids. J, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. K, hours of operation for the repair and parts shop shall be from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours of operation. L, any violation of these conditions may be ground for termination of this conditional use. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
And that is my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2539 BCB Management LLC for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins? I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. The next item is a change of zone, number 2005, Cherner Development Group.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 2005 for Cherner Development Group for a change in zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service businesses that serve local and regional residents. Permitted uses include retail uses, restaurants, offices, and vehicle service stations. Two, the site is located at the intersection of Route 24 and Warrington Road, which is opposite from Plantation Road. Route 24 has been designated as a major collector by DLDOT. The intersection is also in close proximity to the Route 1 commercial corridor, and Route 24 is developed with other commercial use between Route 1 and this intersection. The intersection is heavily traveled, and it is an appropriate location for auto-oriented retail and service businesses. It is an appropriate location for C3 zoning. Three, this property has been used residentially for several decades. However, with the growth of this intersection, the residential use of the property is no longer practical. Instead, this corner is better suited for commercial uses. Number four, the site will be served by central water and sewer. Five, the property is located in the coastal area according to the current Sussex County land use plan. This proposed C3 commercial zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Number six, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Nine, for all these reasons, it is appropriate to recommend approval of this change in zone from AR1 to C3 at this location.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2005, Cherner Development Group, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 2008, DTN Properties, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 2008 for DNT Properties, LLC, a change in zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential to B2 Business Community based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property has been in use as a produce market since 1968. It is grandfathered for that use, but is limited to produce and farm products. The application has been sought as a B2 zoning to allow the sale of additional items such as meat, cheeses, seafood, and other products. Two, B2 business community zoning is designed to allow office, retail, shopping, and personal service uses that serve as a relatively small area, including low density and medium density neighborhoods. Three, the site is in a coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. B2 zoning and the uses permitted in that district are appropriate in the coastal area according to the plan. Four, this location is centrally located in an area that contains a lot of existing and low and medium density residential development. It will provide a convenience located for B2 use on a property that has been used as a market for decades. Five, the rezoning will not adversely affect the area roadways or traffic. Six, the rezoning will also not adversely affect neighboring properties or property values. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2008, DTN Properties LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. The next item is change of zone number 2009, Double H Development LLC.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Robertson's going to read this into the record for me.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Mears. And it's Mr. Mears' motion that the commission recommend approval of change in zone number 2009 for Double H Development LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to MR based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this application seeks a change in zone from AR1 to MR. The purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. The stated purpose of the MR district is satisfied for the site. Both central water and sewer will be available, and the site is in the vicinity of other properties with MR zoning, with the MR zoning designation and higher density residential developments. Two, the proposed MR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Three, the property in the vicinity of a commercial is in the vicinity of a commercially zoned parcel, and there are other MR zone properties in the immediate area. This rezoning is consistent with the other zoning and land uses in the area. Four, the site is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The coastal area is a growth area according to the plan, and MR zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Five, the comprehensive plan suggests that higher densities such as those permitted in the MR district can be appropriate where there is water and sewer available, there are appropriate roadways to handle the density, and there are nearby commercial or employment centers. All these factors are satisfied with regard to this application. Six, the future residential development of this property will require the review and approval of the site plan by Sussex County, the Sussex County Conservation District for Stormwater Management Design, DelDOT for roadway improvements, DENREC for environmental concerns, and other state and local agencies with jurisdiction over the property. And seven, for all these reasons, MR zoning is appropriate for this site.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second the motion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2009, Double H Development LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes, the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. The next item is conditional use number 2440, Double H Development LLC.
Mr. Chairman, once again, Mr. Robertson's going to read this motion into the record on my behalf.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. And Mr. Mears' motion is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2440 for Double H Development LLC for 108 single-family dwellings as a multifamily use based upon the record made in the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. This conditional use application for multifamily units appearing as single-family structures is in compliance with the purposes of the MR zone. Two, both central water and sewer will be available to the site. Three, the property is in the vicinity of other properties with a variety of business and commercial and residential uses. The site is also adjacent to two sections of the Americana Bayside development, being the Melson property at 3.67 units per acre in Phase 4 and 6B at 3.35 units per acre. Across the road from Americana Bayside is Bay Knowles, with a density of 3.87 units per acre. This conditional use at approximately 2.89 units per acre is consistent with other zoning uses and multifamily developments in the area. For the eastern boundary, the property is adjacent to an agricultural easement area that is identified as the Country Rooster expansion of the Williamsville District. No lots are located closer than 100 feet to the agricultural easement area. Five, the property contains approximately 2.477 acres of non-jurisdictional, non-tidal wetlands, all of which shall be protected by a 30-foot buffer as shown on the preliminary site plan. The Army Corps of Engineers issued a non-permit required letter and an approved jurisdictional determination property on October 12, 2023. Six, Environmental Resource Insights and Davis Building Friedel, Inc. completed a review of the property pursuant to Section 115-193 of the County Zoning Code and determined that the property does not contain resources defined by the county code that require a resource management plan. In addition, an environmental assessment has been provided as part of the application materials. Seven, DelDOT has reviewed the proposed project and has determined that the development's traffic impact will be minor. When DelDOT determines that traffic impact will be minor, a project is eligible to pay an area-wide study fee instead of obtaining a traffic impact study. Paying this fee does not eliminate the developer's obligation to construct or pay for off-site road improvements that are required by DelDOT. Eight, as shown on the preliminary site plan, approximately 18 acres or 49% of the site will remain as open space. Within that open space, approximately 5 acres or 65% of the existing woodlands will be preserved. Nine, the proposed multifamily conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. 10, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is in the coastal area according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer and nearby commercial uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units. 11, there is no evidence that the project will adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. 12, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 108 units within the development. B, there is an existing tax ditch with a right-of-way that crosses through the eastern portion of the site. This approval is conditioned upon the successful relocation of that tax ditch and its right-of-way to a location along the boundary of the site as proposed on the preliminary site plan, and keeping the relocated tax ditch and its right-of-way entirely within this site and not upon lands of other ownership. C, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's determination. D, the active recreational amenities for the project shall include a community center clubhouse with a minimum square footage of 2,000 square feet and a pool with a minimum water surface area of 1,000 square feet. Both of these amenities shall be completed in compliance with Section 115-194.5 of the Zoning Code. E, central sewer shall be provided to the development by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. F, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain on the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. H, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. In addition, there shall be sidewalks on both sides of All Street with interconnection between the sidewalks and the DelDOT mandated multimodal paths. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Geographical Information Office. J, the applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is appropriate. The location of such a bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. K, a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide shall be maintained or installed along the western boundary of the property, except where it would interfere with the right-of-way for the Perch Creek main tax ditch. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. The tax ditch rights-of-way shown on the preliminary site plan shall be maintained in a meadow-like manner consistent with DENREC's requirements for tax ditches along the western boundary and when adjacent to trees. Silt fencing shall be located at least 10 feet from the interior limit of the buffer area. the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify this limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. Signage identifying this perimeter buffer as a non-disturbance area shall be located along the buffer at 300-foot intervals. L, approximately 49 of the site shall remain as open space, which shall include the preservation of approximately 65% of the existing woods on the site. M, construction site works and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and in Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. And the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas and woodlands that must be preserved. O, the applicant shall form a condominium association that shall be responsible for the maintenance of all interior roadways and parking areas, buildings, buffers, stormwater management areas, recreational amenities, and open space. P, all lighting on the site shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. Q, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. And last but not least, R, the final site plan shall depict or note these conditions of approval, and it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved. Thanks again, Mr. Robertson.
You're welcome.
We'd have been here all night waiting for me to read that.
I second that very long motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2440 Double H Development LLC for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you.